In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Great Lent is almost upon us, and so we have the words from the Apostle, which we will read tomorrow, that I want to speak about tonight, because there's two readings tomorrow, and I would want to speak about the Gospel, about forgiveness, tomorrow during liturgy. So we have to talk about what the Apostle Paul says tonight. I saw something recently. Someone said, "Oh no, Great Lent's coming. I hate Great Lent." I hope that's not how you feel. I love Great Lent. I actually start to feel more alive, like a real person during Great Lent. Because Great Lent is a time of God entering into the heart a little more than he might otherwise during the year. Not that he can't enter into our heart during other parts of the year, but we're not very as serious as we should be other parts of the year. So this is a time of focus and a time of discovery, a time of humility, maybe even becoming humbled, maybe even humiliation, maybe even times of failure, but in such a way that God will visit our heart. So you should expect that during Great Lent. You should expect God to visit you. You should expect to be on some level changed about how you regard yourself. Now, if you're an honest person and an observant person, you will understand that you don't regard yourself correctly. You think of yourself too highly. And before I go on, I have to tell you that every single sermon should be autobiographical. And basically all of mine are. So when I say that you think of yourself too highly, I mean that I think of myself too highly. We need to adjust what we think about ourselves. And so the apostle is going to tell us, now, knowing the time, that it is high time to awaken out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. This is a principle that I've learned over years. Truly, today my salvation is nearer than yesterday. Perhaps I sinned grievously yesterday, but God is helping me. And so my salvation is nearer. The coming of Christ for the second time is closer. And there's some change that must have happened in me today and yesterday. Maybe because of something good or something bad. My salvation is nearer. As a Christian, you should feel this. And you should have this great desire to change. I don't know how many of you have gone walking in heels before. But heels are famous for, if you have a long walk, you walk a little bit and you're getting tired, and then it seems like you're almost near the end. You can see the end and it seems close. And then you go down and up and down and up, and it turns out that you weren't as close as you thought. This is always happening if you walk a long distance in mountainous territory. And so it is in the Christian life. But we are nearer. Even when you're walking in your long walk and you've been, let's say, an hour and you're tired, you're closer to the end than when you began. And so Great Lent is this time when we should be aware that our salvation is closer to us than when we first believed. This is a very important thing. This should warm your heart. This should make you try a little bit harder. So what does the apostle say after he says this? He says, the night is far spent, the day is at hand, let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. So this is what we're trying to do during Great Lent. We're not trying to fast really hard. We're not trying to read every prayer we can find. We're not trying to do this and that or have some discipline of reading this book or that book. All those things are good. I do all of those things. I recommend all of those things. But that's not the reason for Great Lent. The reason for Great Lent is to cast off the works of darkness because the night has been spent. A person like myself, I've lived the majority of my life because I'm 58 years old. I've learned a few things, but not enough. And I'm not going to live another 58 years, most likely. So I've lived over half my life. So my night is far spent. But even if you're young, you should consider any wasted time to be a great tragedy, to be wasting the night. And the day is at hand. Great Lent is upon us. We can struggle and work out our salvation. We can become more aware of a particular sin or a particular problem or have some resolution to some difficulty. We can learn something more about God. We can in some way just become a little bit more Christian by putting on the armor of light, which is righteousness. This is part of the next verse, or the next second to the next verse, is part of the reason why this is read. He says, "Put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof." So that could easily be understood as fasting, because fasting, you're not making provision for the flesh. You're saying, I'm not going to eat just according to what my tummy wants, what my taste buds want. I am going to make no provision for the flesh. But the reason why is to not fulfill the lust thereof. If you're just fasting from whey because you read every ingredient and you don't even eat Oreo cookies because they have whey in them, I don't even think they're food. I think they're petroleum, basically. But if you are fasting very, very carefully, but you're not trying to change your inner man, I'd rather you eat a hamburger every day. It'd be better for you, because then you wouldn't have the sin of being proud about your fasting. Let's skip to the end of the reading, because it seems the beginning and the end are the ones that always touch me the most. First, he said that it's high time to waken out of sleep, for our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. I'm very happy about that. Especially when I have bad days. Especially when there are difficult things that happen, or I make very foolish mistakes, or I sin. Our salvation is nearer to us than when we first believed. And then, at the end, we are not to judge our brother about what he eats, how he fasts, whether he smokes, whether he is a gossip. Whatever it is, we're not supposed to judge our brother. And so, St. Paul says, "Who art thou that judgest another man's servant? To his own master he standeth or falleth. Yea, he shall be holden up, for God is able to make him stand." So this is an admonition against judging, and God, and the apostle says, God can make the sinner stand. Well, guess what? We're also a sinner. God can make us stand. I think every single one of you, if you're honest with yourself, if you have vision, if you are able to look inside yourself and not just see the person that you present to others, you'll know that many times you can't stand very well. There are things you don't do well. You don't do well with your thoughts or with your priorities or with the way you spend your time or whatever it is. But God can make, if he can make someone else stand, he can make you stand. So don't go into Great Lent saying, it's really hard, I'm going to fast, and I'm going to break the fast, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to get irritable, and it always happens that way. It doesn't have to always happen that way. God can make you stand. Consider Great Lent a time of becoming a little more alive. That's what I do. I love Great Lent. I'll be honest with you, the time of the year that I like the least is the end of Great Lent. I wish Great Lent was 20 weeks. It would be better. I'd be in a lot less trouble. So may God help us to stand, not only to not judge our brother, but also to apply that to ourselves. We can stand. And God is going to help us to stand during this Great Lent. This is very, very good news. The blessing of the Lord be upon you through his grace and love for mankind, always, now and ever, and under the ages of ages.